Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Good morning. It's May 11th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be in the Gospel of Luke again, looking at Luke 9, verse 18 through 20. And it reads, "Now it happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him. And he asked them, 'Who do the crowd say that I am?' And they answered, 'John the Baptist.' But others say, 'Elijah,' and others, 'that one of the prophets of old has risen.' Then he said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?'" Ah, this is the eternal question, isn't it? Who do you say that he is? We have it recorded what Scripture says. We know who Peter said Jesus was. And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." We know who the Apostle John said Jesus was. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We even know who Doubting Thomas said he was. Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God," in John 20, verse 28. We can even go so far as to know who God says that he is. "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and therefore God, your God, has anointed you." Hebrews 1:9. And that's all great. But what's important is, who do you say that he is? Is he just a great moral teacher? Is he the founder of the Christian faith even? Or do you claim, like the apostles, that he is Christ? He is God. What we believe about Jesus Christ is obviously important. But what's more important is what that belief leads us to. We know also from Scripture that even demons understand who Jesus is. Matthew 8:29, with the demon-possessed men at the tombs, they say, "What have you to do with us, O Son of God?" Yet that knowledge didn't lead them anywhere, and it won't lead us anywhere if it stops at knowledge. Our understanding of who Jesus is must lead us to placing our faith in him as Lord and Savior, as well as King and Lord of our life. With that proper understanding, we must be moved to action. The Apostle James tells us in James 2:17, "Faith without works is dead, and dead faith can't produce eternal life." Our knowledge of Jesus as the Christ must lead us to faith in him, and that faith must produce fruit. It must move us to action. The book of 1 John tells us what that action looks like, and by that action, we can have assurance of our salvation. It says, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, if we confess our sins, if we keep his commandments, if we walk in the same manner he walked." It says, "Whoever loves his brother." It tells us, "Do not love the world or the things in the world." It says, "Whoever confesses the Son and does not deny." It tells us, "If you practice righteousness." Also, "If you do not keep on sinning." So that's a long list. And you can go to our website, Religionless Christianity Podcast, through the links in the show notes to find a list of those assurances of salvation. But we must have faith that leads past head knowledge into action. If you've lived a life of inaction until now, pray for boldness, pray for opportunity, and pray for courage when that opportunity comes. But until it comes, go out there and create opportunity. Tell people what God has done for you. And our psalm comes from Psalms 11, verse 4. "The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see, his eyelids test the children of man. And our proverb is Proverbs 11, verse 7. When the wicked dies, his hope will perish, and the expectation of wealth perishes too. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.